Hello, everyone, and thanks for being with us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, there's some truth to the old adage, out of sight, out of mind, but Jonna Miller explains why that shouldn't be the case with your water supply.
It's easy to take your water supply for granted, but the easy path isn't always smart. Reminding people of the importance of maintaining well water systems is the point of National Groundwater Awareness Week, which runs March 9th through 15th.
If you live in a rural area and rely on a private water well for your water supply, we would like people to know a little bit more about how to take care of that water well and the system that goes with it. Water, you can't live without it.
Cliff Trains of the National Groundwater Association has two recommendations for those who rely on well water.
First, that they get regular maintenance of their water well system. So that would mean having a water well systems contractor who has the equipment and the expertise to service that well. The other major thing is to test their water once a year for bacteria, nitrates, and anything of local concern.
Tran says taking these steps should be an annual occurrence.
If you only took your car into the shop when you had a catastrophic breakdown, that would not be very good. It would be more expensive, and it would be very, very inconvenient. Same way with a water well. You want to have somebody look under the hood, as it were, on a regular basis to prevent any serious problems from occurring.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And there are a lot of wells located throughout rural Tennessee, and National Groundwater Awareness Week is an opportunity once a year to draw some attention to this important resource. Again, National Groundwater Awareness Week runs March 9th through March 15th. Well, this Easter season, the nation's egg producers are stepping up by donating some 12 million eggs to America's Second Harvest. The egg donations are especially welcome now, as America's Second Harvest say over 12.5 million households are food insecure, and protein has always been the hardest food category to acquire. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.